The question is to Geshe-la, what are the three thatnesses? And Geshe-la's reply, generally there are three doors to liberation called the three emptinesses. And I've already given you his brief, perfect explanation. So we can take this commentary, all of it, and we can look these things up. So in Ocean of Nectar, Venerable Geshe-la says, this is now turning into TTP, I hope that's okay. There are three doors to perfect liberation. The door of perfect liberation of emptiness, the door of perfect liberation of signlessness, and the door of perfect liberation of wishlessness. The definition of the first is the emptiness that is the lack of inherent existence of the entity of any phenomenon. An example is the lack of inherent existence of the entity of a sprout. The definition of the second is the emptiness that is the lack of inherent existence of the cause of any phenomenon. An example is the lack of inherent existence of the cause of a sprout. The definition of the third is the emptiness that is the lack of inherent existence of the effect of any phenomenon. An example is the lack of inherent existence of the effect of a sprout. So then Geshe-la says, you can read for yourself, I only opened it up for fun. All the three doors of perfect liberation are the same in that they are mere lack of inherent existence. Therefore, strictly speaking, there is only one door of perfect liberation, emptiness. Thus, the three doors of perfect liberation are distinguished not from the point of view of emptiness, but from the point of view of their bases. Wonderful. So, in Joyful Path, Venerable Geshe-la, in the section on the four conditions necessary for realizing emptiness. Just bear with me, because this is so beautiful. And through Venerable Geshe-la's kindness, we're gathering all the causes together to realize emptiness. Of course, it's why he has appeared and is appearing in our life so that we can realize emptiness and all suffering can completely cease and we can share with others and lead them to that same state. I'm just looking where I'm starting and then I think, oh, but the bit above is so beautiful. Buddha Shakyamuni said that whatever we are doing, traveling about, working in the city, having a good time, having a bad time, we should always remember emptiness. If we practice like this, our whole life will become meaningful. And all our actions will be causes of attaining liberation. It's such a beautiful instruction for busy daily life. Manjusri told Jay Tsongkhapa that there are four conditions necessary for realizing emptiness. Reliance upon a qualified and experienced spiritual guide who can explain emptiness clearly. Purification of negativity, accumulation of merit, and frequent meditation on emptiness. Meditation on emptiness is like a seed. The other three conditions are like the water that nourishes the seed. We begin by reading carefully and listening to instructions on emptiness. So the instructions on emptiness coming from Venerable Geshe-la's heart in all our Kadampa books are unsurpassed, clear, concise, correct instructions. And because we are his faithful disciples, we will realize emptiness. We will. Initially with our gross mind, and eventually with our very subtle mind. By contemplating these instructions repeatedly, our understanding becomes clearer and clearer. We may have to meditate for a long time, but eventually we will realize emptiness and experience greater joy than if we had found a priceless treasure. When we have this experience, we enter the door to liberation, as Venerable Geshe-la's explaining in this 21st verse of the homages. When we have this experience, we enter the door to liberation, the door to peace. What an extraordinary phrase, the door to peace. Doesn't each and every living being need to pass through the door to peace? World peace. So who is going to guide them to the door to peace? As Venerable Geshe-la's faithful disciples, we're perfectly positioned to share these instructions and help the people of the modern world find the door to peace. We find it ourselves through his blessings, and we help others find the door to peace. You know, we pray every day, may all suffering quickly cease. This is how. This is how. This is how all suffering quickly ceases. Through the door to liberation, the door to peace. Realizing emptiness directly.